a hero named Hercules who was half human and half god?
Yes, there was. And he was so powerful, he even fought against the gods, and he sometimes won.
I'd like to hear more about Hercules.
Well, let's listen then to this story about Hercules. The greatest hero in ancient Greece was Hercules. He was the strongest man on earth and considered himself equal to the gods, who called on Hercules for help in conquering the giants. No matter who or what was against him, Hercules had the confidence that he could never be defeated. This confidence began early when Hercules was a baby. One evening, Alcmena, Hercules' mother, had given Hercules and his brother, Hippocles, their baths and laid them in their beds. She leaned over them for a few moments and said,
"Sleep, my little ones, soul of my soul. Happy be your slumber, and happy your awakening."
In a moment, the babies were asleep. Alcmena soon went to bed herself, but was awakened at darkest midnight by sharp screams.
"What's that? My babies! Someone is hurting my babies!"
She rushed to the nursery, afraid of what she'd find, but driven by a mother's need to protect her children. As she entered the room, she stopped, terrified, unable to move or even scream, for crawling towards the children's bed were two great snakes. They reared up over the bed, heads weaving and tongues flickering. Hippocles tried to crawl out of bed to get away from the frightening creatures, but Hercules sat up, grabbed the snakes by their throats, then turned and twisted and tugged until they hung limp in his hands. Laughing gleefully, he handed them to his mother. She took them, too stunned to do anything else. Later, she told Tiresias the prophet about what had happened. He said to Alcmena,
"Good woman, I tell you today that your son Hercules shall be the hero of all mankind. People everywhere will sing his praises."
By the time Hercules was 18, he had completed his education and was full grown. One day he went into the forest and killed, with no help, a great lion. Ever after, he wore its skin as a cloak, with the lion's head forming a kind of hood over his own head. Hercules' days were filled with adventures. In order to earn forgiveness for accidentally taking a life during one of his battles, he was assigned 12 tasks to do, and they were called the labors of Hercules. Each one got progressively harder, until by the time he got up to the 11th labor, they were extremely difficult. He sat on a huge rock, head in his hands, and moaned,
"I'll never complete this task. I'm supposed to bring back the golden apples of the Hesperides, and I don't even know where to find them. Wait, I have an idea. I'll go consult with Atlas, who carries the sky on his shoulders. He's the father of the Hesperides, his daughters. Surely he'll know where the golden apples are kept."
Hercules, who was basically a cheerful fellow, strutted off down the road, whistling to himself, confident once again that he'd meet the challenge facing him. Before long, he came to the place where Atlas stood.
"Say there! Atlas, would you do me a great favor?"
"You can see I have my hands full, or I should say, my shoulders. I have no time for doing anyone a favor."
"It's very important that I get my hands on the golden apples that your daughters, the Hesperides, have. Could you tell me where to find them?"
Atlas didn't answer immediately, but he thought carefully about Hercules' request.
"Let me see. This fool wants me to help him get the golden apple. Perhaps this is my chance to get rid of this great burden on my shoulders. I'll make a deal with you, Hercules. If you'll hold the sky on your shoulders for a while, I'll get the apple."
"Sounds fair enough to me. It's a deal."
The exchange was made, and this time it was Atlas who strutted off down the road whistling, relieved for the first time in many years of his tremendous burden. Many days passed, but there was no sign of Atlas.
"Where is that man? Could he have tricked me? No, surely he wouldn't do a thing like that. Oh, he's always been known as an honorable man.
Hercules didn't realize that Atlas had no intention of returning, so wasn't surprised when at last, after several days, he saw Atlas trudging up the road, carrying the golden apples in a sack.
Oh, ahoy there, my friend! You have returned after all!
Yes, but not for the reason you think.
Why, don't you have the golden apples in that sack?
Indeed I do.
But weren't you going to get them for me while I held the sky for you in exchange?
Well, that's certainly true. But why should I give up my freedom and also the golden apples? That would make me a very great fool, which I am not. I'm off to buy a new bride with these golden apples and enjoy my life free of the terrible burden of holding up the sky.
I see. Look, Atlas, do you suppose you could hold the sky for just a moment while I put a pad on my shoulders to ease the pressure?
Well, for just a moment, but no longer.
Atlas did as Hercules had asked, and once the sky was settled back on his broad shoulders, Hercules picked up the apples and walked off down the road. Well, there are many such stories about Hercules and his adventures. He traveled to many lands and did great deeds. At the end of his life, he was taken to heaven, where he joined the gods and goddesses and lives on in the memories of his people.
Wow, Princess Tamalpa, I wish we had more time to hear of Hercules' adventures. He was quite a guy.
I know, but it would take a whole program just to hear about the rest of the 12 labors of Hercules.
Maybe we can do that one day.
I'd like that. If our listeners want to read some of the Greek myths for themselves, they can find them in their local libraries.
Yes. Well, it's time for us to close the story shop for today, but tune in next week, same time, same station.
Goodbye.
Bye.